got into a lot of world music in my 20s, where I actually would go down to the library and pick out all these field recordings of, like, pygmies from Gabon and interesting music, really unusual stuff. But I always had a very syncopated sense of rhythm and was pulled that direction. So when I got introduced to some music at different parts of the world that have really interesting rhythmic foundations, I was very sparked up by it. And began playing with some people from West Africa, some stringed instrumentalists from West Africa. So I've studied a little bit of classical guitar and played the banjo when I was a teenager. So it's a real mix of all kinds of influences.
At your website, and I like the many layered, multi textured, one man folk festival, rootsy, expressive, some really interesting ways of describing your music, everything from funky to pastoral.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of unclassifiable, aren't you?
In a way, although, you know, I tend to think that what makes something classifiable really is the character of the artist, is not so much the genre that it fits into. That's why I've been very turned on by people like Bruce Cockburn or Keith Jarrett, who are these innovators, you know. So, I mean, I guess it's classifiable if you look at individual songs and maybe the way that I play the guitar in them. You know, you could talk about it being sort of a global Americana or something, some mix of world music influences and American songwriting. And it's a small world these days. So, you know, like I was saying, I collaborate with people from different parts of the world.
It won't be too long. You'll see me vanish in the wind. A silent
While you're here in town, you're doing a workshop, right, and a concert.
I am, yeah. On Sunday, this Sunday, the 30th, doing a concert at the Sandhill Stage at the Prairie Creek Lodge, which I guess is on County Road 234, Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And then I'm doing an open tunings workshop on the guitar that same afternoon, a little bit earlier, at the same place, at 1 o'clock.
And if someone wants to find out about checking that out, how do they sign up for that?
They should go to Conservation Burial, Inc. And I should mention this, because this is actually it's a benefit. It's called Conservation Burial, Inc., and it's a interesting concept to me, where it's a conservation cemetery. What they do is you can be buried in a traditional way. You don't have to be you could be buried in a shroud. You don't even have to be buried in a coffin. And the family can be very involved in that whole process. And then when they're selling these plots, the money that they're raising is to purchase conservation land. That then where the cemetery is all conservation land open to the public. So that's a pretty interesting thing. Anyway, so it's conservationburialinc.org. That has information about the show and the workshop, and you can just hop on there and contact the people who are putting it on.
You're performing with someone else too, right?
I am, yeah. Liz and Lon Williamson, who are just wonderful songwriter, singer, guitarist, bass player. They'll be playing before me at the show. They'll be opening up the show, and they're just delightful.